Good morning, Annika. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Going very well, thanks. And things were going well when you were at the crease there against the Strikers. And then what happened? You lost 7 for 17. How did it all go wrong?
Yeah, we just lost a couple quick wickets there at the end. But I think we definitely got some good learnings out of that to sort of take towards the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, Annika, how's the team's confidence? I guess after last season, everybody would have come into this tournament thinking, you know, you've had some success, you know what it's like to play in a final. Was that the feeling before a ball was bowled? And has that changed? I know you've only played one game, but has that changed at all?
Just a no. So obviously, although we did win last year, it's a whole new tournament. And we've got a couple of changes in the team this year. But I think the big thing that we kind of took away from it was it is the first game and the tournament isn't lost in the first or last couple of games. So it's kind of just something that we thought that we can learn from and really just kind of take forward with us as well.
Now, to what extent, though, have you felt the absence of your captain, Rachel Haynes?
That's a big loss.
Yeah, so we were quite disappointed when Rachel couldn't join us because she really is a very integral part of our team and has been for a number of years. But in saying that, we fully support everything that she's doing and we're all extremely proud of her and Leah and very happy for both of them. And seeing some pictures of little Hugo has certainly brightened a couple of our days.
Yeah, for sure. And does that make, I guess, everyone else's role a little bit more important, Annika? No matter what age you are, how much experience you have, those boots are going to be tough to fill, so everybody probably just has to stand up a fraction more?
Yeah, I think you've nailed it there. I think everyone's kind of just realised that we've each got to kind of assume a little bit more responsibility here and really take our roles a little bit to the next level because she is a very, very, very good player. So using someone like her is crucial, but I think we can all kind of step up and try and fill those shoes as best we can.
What about for you personally? Can do both bat and bowl. Where do you see, or what do you see your number one craft moving forward? I know, I'm sure at this age you're happy to, whatever it takes you want to play, but do you prefer batting to bowling or where do you sit?
Yeah, I think it's batting for me. I'm kind of seen as more of a bat who can bowl a couple overs if necessary. Haven't exactly bowled that many overs in my career, so definitely more of a bat, but working hard on my bowling and definitely wanting to keep that string on my bow.
Did you model your game on anyone when you were a little bit younger than what you are now?
A little bit. I must admit that there were quite a few Shane Warne leg spin bowling videos on YouTube that I watched. But batting-wise, not really. I enjoyed watching everyone bat, but didn't really model my game towards anyone specifically.
We're talking to Annika Learoyd from the Sydney Thunder, and tell us what it means to beat those Sixers. Did their players get chirpy at all?
Well, I didn't actually play against them last year, so can't say too much, but I do know that it definitely means a lot to both of our teams, that Sydney Derby. The rivalry is very intense. But off the field, I'm friends with the majority of their team. So that's definitely something that comes into it. I know how competitive we all are. So winning that one would definitely mean a lot.
How do you go when you come up against like Elise Perry and Alyssa Healy? I mean, are you one to get nervous because they are, you know, superstars of your sport, or do you just see them as another player?
Oh, a little bit of both. So playing with Alyssa Healy, Midge, in the New South Wales setup kind of brings it back a little bit. You can kind of see how they're just another player, but in saying that, just watching what she can achieve in the nets and bowling her becomes a very, very fierce competition. So definitely a little bit of both.
What have you learnt off, you know, off Alyssa and other girls that you've played with at that level that you can use to improve your game?
It's really interesting. Midge is often in the nets helping someone else who she feels like might need it, whether it be if she's batting next to you, she might just give you a couple little tips or she's even around for some underarms sometimes if you need it. But I think just watching her, you can kind of see where you can develop your game. And I think that 360-degree play is definitely one that she specifically has been working on and has nailed. So just seeing that that's achievable and how she's achieving it is something that I definitely would like to be able to do.
Annika, what are conditions like down in Tassie? Again, I would imagine very different to Sydney Thunder's home ground. And how do you change your mindset, even in selecting your team? Have you seen certain players play in your first game that, you know, they probably or mightn't have got that opportunity if you were playing it at your home ground?
I'm not too sure on that one, to be honest. I know the conditions are quite different down here, especially temperature-wise. Being a North Coast and New South Wales girl myself, I'm definitely feeling the cold. But, conditions-wise, like Blundstone's a very good wicket. So I think that's fairly similar to North Sydney, especially pace-wise off it. Like, it comes off quite nicely. The outfields have been a little bit slower from what we've noticed. And a little bit bigger than what you'd probably expect at a North Sydney or something like that. In terms of lineup, I don't think it's changed too much. No problem.
In regards to batting then, even in your role, do you feel in these conditions you're actually able to take a little bit more time? You don't have to go so hard at the top, so wickets in hand become more important?
I think so, yeah. So I was kind of just trying to get myself into my innings a little bit more. Then potentially just trying to go from ball one, especially the position we were in, coming in just after the power play, batting number five, is something that I wasn't really expecting or hoping for, in all honesty. But I felt like it then gave me a bit of a chance to kind of get myself in a little bit more than I potentially would have had I been batting five overs later.
Did you see Rachel Preece bat yesterday for the Hurricanes?
I did see, especially towards the back end. We were training at the time at Blundstone, actually. So in one of the rotations where I wasn't batting or bowling, I managed to sneak up and actually got to see her bring up the 100.
It's amazing, isn't it? I'm sure if you're on a field and someone's just taking the opposition apart, are you one of these players that you want the ball in your hands, or are you going, oh, please, hopefully they don't give it to me?
That's a really interesting one, actually, because I guess, should you get the ball in hand? There really isn't much to lose.
Depends if the wicket, as a spinner, it depends if the wicket's turning, because if it's not, you're in deep trouble.
Exactly. You want to hope that those leggies get at least hitting the turf.
No, but are you someone that likes that challenge? Like, you'd be confident enough to go, yep, that's me? Because some people do the old, give it to someone else. But, you know, the person that wants to step up and believes in themselves, it's a good trait to have.
Yeah, well, look, I've never exactly done the old skipper's asked me to bowl and I've just reached for the hammy. Exactly.
But, yet.
Yeah, let's not write that one off. Yeah, look, it's not something that I've done too much before, but it's definitely something that's been discussed with kind of my bowling technique and how I bowl. It is that little bit slower, and I do generally get a little bit of turn. So it is often kind of spoken about that I might be a potential matchup to someone who is kind of going and is able to take everyone else apart just as a, well, why not? Let's just give it a go, see what happens.
Well, Annika, great to talk to you, and enjoy the derby against the Sixers. Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you very much.